Chapter 2. Revenge of the Liberal Arts Majors. College humor magazines flourished during the 50s and 60s. Over in New Haven, undergraduate Gary Trudeau was shortly to take the helm of the Yale Record in 1968, while future director Terry Gilliam was already editing Occidental College's Fang, and all of them did a parody of Playboy. The attitude at the castle, said Hoffman, was, "We are the Harvard Lampoon, the greatest college humor magazine in the world, and we're going to do our Playboy parody right," despite having only $4,000 in the checking account. However, they also had well-heeled friends who kindly paid for printing an unprecedented 550,000 copies. Other strings were pulled. A connection to a former playmate led to Heff himself, who proved a good sport, setting the parodists up with his own printer and newsstand distributor. Then, in April 1966, HL editors blitzed the New York advertising agencies, selling ad space at fairly nervy prices. However, they did not go unarmed. Hoffman carried around with him an oil painting by an HL illustrator in the style of illustrator Antonio Vargas, whose depictions of ladies with not a lot covering their gravity-defying forms had been a staple of Esquire and Playboy for generations. This particular pseudo-Vargas girl was depicted wearing nothing at all as she inquired, "Hi, how do you like my breasts?" The wit may not have been deathless, but the unsubtle visual aid was certainly enough to get the poonies through the door. HL artists were in much shorter supply than HL writers, so, although policy dictated only current undergraduates could work on the magazine itself, the rules were stretched for this side project, and Michael Frith was called up from the reserves to work on the Playboy parody, collaborating with